Ukraine says it's ready to dispatch the first shipments of grain from its Black Sea ports. President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's waiting for the go-ahead from the UN and Turkey. About 25 million tons of grain have been stuck in Ukraine's ports since Russia invaded in February. John Hendren is in the port city of Odessa with more.
Until this agreement that was brokered by Turkey, these waters were simply too unsafe for anybody to transport grain. So none of that has happened. You've had 20 to 25 million tons of grain just sitting in this port. And now it appears beginning today that Ukraine will once again feed the world. And that's important because there's a looming food crisis in Africa and elsewhere where people are desperately waiting for these shipments to come. So we'll have apparently a first shipment today, and then there will be other shipments.
The US and Chinese presidents have talked for more than 2 hours in what's being described as a tense phone call. Xi Jinping has warned Joe Biden not to, as he put it, play with fire over Taiwan. US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reportedly planning a visit to the island, which Beijing regards as part of its territory. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that he scheduled a phone call with the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. It'll be the first conversation between the two top diplomats since Russia invaded Ukraine in February. Lavrov didn't confirm a date but says that the agenda is still a work in progress. The World Bank says it won't give Sri Lanka financial assistance until it puts economic reforms in place. The country has been plunged into a deep financial crisis since 2019. Sri Lanka's new president has promised to get the country back on track. French President Emmanuel Macron has met Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the Elysee Palace. France and other European countries are trying to secure alternative sources of energy to reduce their dependence on Russian oil and gas. Floods in the U.S. state of Kentucky have killed at least 8 people, but that number is expected to rise. The governor has declared a state of emergency and warns the destruction could take several years to repair. Tens of thousands of homes are without power. More rain is forecast.